Vic Morton, author of Imtiaz Suleiman and Gift of the Givers, is joining me in studio now. He's going to introduce us to his book. Welcome.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you for sitting down with me. Now, this book documents the work the Gift of the Givers has done directly from the beginning. Why don't you introduce me to how it came about? Why did you sit down and write this story?
Well, the reason I sat down and write it was because I was asked to write it.
A very good reason,
yes. In fact, I got a telephone call from the publisher, Louise Grantham, from Bookstorm Publications at the end of last year. And she said, you know, we're going to be doing a book on Gift to the Givers. And she put Dr. Suleiman on the line. Now, I've known Dr. Suleiman for more than 20 years. And he said, Shafiq, we are going to be doing this book. And I'm requesting, can you write the book? Now, Dr. Suleiman has got two tones of voice. One is, pass me the salt, which means you don't really have to. And the other one is, pass me the salt.
Which means you better do it.
You better do it, yes. So I got the message. But on a more serious note, it was actually, it was a bolt from the blue, but it was actually something very exciting because Give to the Givers is Africa's biggest aid organization, homegrown South African aid organization. It's done 41 missions in overseas countries to the tune of 1.2 billion rand and runs 21 local projects. That's just the tip of the iceberg. So for me, it was something big. It's a big organization. And it was a big opportunity.
Now, we often hear about Gift of the Givers working overseas, but in fact, they do a lot of work here in South Africa, and that's documented in the book. Can you tell me about the story that sticks out most for you that you wrote in here about a mission that was done right here in South Africa?
Well, in fact, there's so many things. I mean, there's so many projects. There's the Adelaide Tambo Special School. It was a dying wish of Adelaide Tambo that this school stay and be maintained. And Gift to the Givers took up on her dying wish. And to this very day, Gift to the Givers is one of the main donors to the Adelaide Tambo Special School in Soweto. That's just one example. There's also the Sibusisu Project, which is a special nutritional food that is manufactured in Malawi using African products for Africans, which is a revolutionary product. And people can take it, and it gives you nutrition, it stops starvation. They call it a wonder food. It is a wonder food. And this is just something else that sticks in my mind.
Now, for everyone watching this video, what do you hope they take away from this book?
Well, what they must take away from the book, number one, this is a South African story. It's a good South African story. It's a story of optimism. And it's a story of what can be done as opposed to what can't be done.
Shafiq, thank you so much for introducing us to the book and sitting down with me. You can get Imtiaz Suleiman and Gift of the Givers at all good bookstores.